Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Not too long ago, our capital city received a grant from the Knight Foundation to design a program that would encourage people to gather and linger on the Statehouse grounds. The idea being that thriving public spaces are good, not just for the community as a whole, but for the local economy as well. It has been implemented now for several weeks, and our next guest has a report on the results so far. John Fellows is the planning administrator for the City of Columbia. Today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, give us the background on this project and this grant.
Columbia, along with a number of cities in the U.S., are considered Knight Cities, and that's where the Knight Foundation provides a lot of funding. And so they have something called the Knight Cities Challenge, where cities can compete for different projects. And so they ask for ideas, and then they rank them, and the idea that we submitted was one of the ones that was chosen.
And the idea was to encourage people to linger on the Statehouse grounds.
It was. The idea was to bring more public seating to the Statehouse grounds. From our analysis, when we study public spaces in Columbia, we've been doing it for a number of years. We basically go out and survey people. And we noticed at the Statehouse grounds, a lot of people pass through the Statehouse grounds. They may stop at a memorial or something for a short period of time, but mostly it's a place people pass through. And so the idea was, how could we modify the space for a short period of time to see if people would actually stay for a longer period of time rather than just passing through?
And so kind of turning it into a public park.
Sort of like that. Yeah, a public park or a plaza.
What date did this officially start?
So we conducted this on Wednesdays and Saturdays through the month of April and May.
And what have been the results so far?
So what we discovered was that people are really hungry for a place to sit in Columbia. We would bring out lots of tables and chairs, and before we could even get them all unloaded and set out, people were actually sitting in them. They realized what was happening. They started bringing their lunches, picking up lunches at other restaurants nearby and bringing them to the Statehouse, having lunch. We had people actually plan meetings. We had somebody have a birthday party. What we really found was people really did like to engage in just having a pleasant place to sit on the Statehouse grounds.
How do you measure the economic impact of creating a new, more actively used public space?
We measured it in terms of the number of people that were in this space. So we measured how many people were visiting the Statehouse grounds both before and after the event. But then from an economic perspective, a lot of communities will put these types of facilities in areas that are just on the verge of kind of having more businesses. And so it encourages more activity on the street. So as you have new stores, if people drive down or walk down a street and they don't see any activity, they might not stop. But when they see that activity, they go, oh, something's happening. And then they decide to check it out. So it's really bringing activity to the street level. Also, it can facilitate different things. So for instance, if you wanted to eat a sandwich for lunch and I wanted to eat something else, but we wanted to get together at lunch and we couldn't decide on a restaurant, we both could pick up whatever we wanted to eat and then meet at this common public space that also encourages, you know, economic activity of, you know, spending money from that perspective.
And so would you say that this initiative was successful? And if so, what's next?
It was very successful. We had a lot of responses. We were able to engage with different artist groups and the library and the museum and different groups from all over the region. But what we'd like to do going forward is we're going to be looking at different key spots in Columbia, mostly in our business district areas, trying to partner with those groups, deploying these assets that the city now has, specifically the furniture, then engaging with different groups to try to activate those spaces so that these areas in Columbia that are on the verge of new economic activity, it can be just a little bit of a boost. So when people look down the street or drive down the street, they'll be like, oh, what's happening down there? And it will just kind of generate more foot traffic, so to speak.
Are there any plans to bring permanence to any of these public spaces with this furniture?
Right now, what we're going to try to do is try it at a seasonal basis. So we did it a couple hours at the Statehouse. We'd be doing it for maybe a couple of months in a certain location, make sure that it's something that's successful. And if it's something that doesn't seem to be working in that area, we'd move those assets to another area. But we hope it's something that we could kind of generate in different parts of the city some activity.
Have you had cities from around the state inquire about some help maybe on doing this elsewhere?
Not yet. We're still gathering up our data, and we're going to publish a report. So hopefully that will generate some more interest too.
John, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.
John Fellows is the planning administrator for the City of Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.